So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. Welcome to the Business Growth Show. It is a Monday. It is the end of the month of January. And so it's time to do a review, I guess. How's your year going? Hopefully it's going really well. January's been a really weird year. Obviously, we're in season three of 2020. This is not actually 2022. We're just in season three of 2020. That new pilot series that started on TV 3 years ago, where the world has changed considerably. Obviously, in the UK, everyone's running around without masks on. The pandemic is still going on. 186,000 people came down with it yesterday. 300 people a day are dying. That's like a plane going down every single day. But the pandemic's over, apparently, so there you go. We'll still be wearing our masks in the meantime here in Spain. Anyway, we're 1/12 of the way through. January's finished. How's it gone? We found it really weird. We've had some cash flow issues. We spent an awful lot of money, like £30,000, on just stuff that really we didn't really want to spend on at all. That money should be back in the bank. We should be going to Ibiza and having it large on that money. But no, we had to spend it on, you know, Grenfell-related things like balconies. We had new balconies put in. We had to have a new damp proofing course put into a grade 2 listed building. That's not cheap, I can tell you. It's not me that's running it, somebody else that's running it, but RBS had to put 100 grand in. I mean, it's just, anyway, we just spent an awful lot of money, much more money than we should have done. And it's not just that. I mean, we've got a dog who's got a cancerous lump. She's been into the vets and she's really feeling sorry for herself. And we're feeling sorry for ourselves. We've got a lack of sleep. We've got somebody who's very, very ill. A close friend of mine is really ill with COVID and probably is not going to make it, quite frankly. And that's really upsetting. It's just a weird start of the year. I mean, when we look back at 2020, you know, Kobe Bryant had died. That knocked me out for about a week. I played a lot of basketball and it was just so sad. That was 2 years ago. And we weren't quite getting into it 2 years ago with the COVID thing, but I could see, I was watching men with machine guns and hazmat suits on Twitter in China, locking people in, welding people into their houses. And I'm like, something bad is coming. And we started stocking up about this time, actually, 2 years ago, way before we should have been doing or everybody else was doing it. But this year just seems weird. And maybe the start of next year will be weird. And so maybe we should just embrace the weirdness. Maybe we should just embrace this totally messed up situation that we find ourselves in. And then the question becomes, well, how do you embrace that? And I think some of this is to do with the fact that you should have goals that change in alignment to what's actually possible. Because I think this is where some people are going to get really frustrated in 2020 season three. I think people are going to get really frustrated this year. Because they want to do this and they want to do that and they want to do this and they want to go over here and it's not possible. Not because they're not capable, but life is preventing these things from happening. I mean, I want to go to Thailand for a month and just with a family and just hang out on the beach and do nothing for a whole week, a whole month, I should say. I'm like, I'm not really convinced that's going to happen. I want to go to London, for example. I want to go see some friends there. And given the current state of the situation in the UK, where it's just kind of swept under the carpet, well, we're dealing with it. Ignoring it isn't dealing with it, you know? Like, ignoring the gunman in the corner shooting people, that's not dealing with it. That's just ignoring somebody, the potential danger. So it kind of worries me. So I think a rewriting of your goals is really valuable. And obviously, we're going to talk about that in today's session. So let's do it. Let's have a look at these goals and let's review your annual goals thus far. So we're 1/12 of the year through the year. It's the end of January. How's your January gone? And you should have, on your goals, you should have a list of different areas that you want to be improving on. So for example, you might have health. What's your weight like? What's your waistline like? How many times have you actually worked out or ran? Like, and if that's, you know, 12, let's say, out of the 31 days that you've got in the month of January, you know, okay, can you get 13 or 14 in February? Can you up that? And can you continuously improve on that as the way that you can become more efficient with your health? Can you eat one less donut a month or one less donut a week or one less donut a day or one less donut per hour? Depends how many donuts you eat. But, you know, this is where you should be looking back at your month that you've just had and go, okay, this is what I wanted to achieve. This is actually what I've achieved, and this is what I want to change based on all of that data. Because life is full of data, and we should be utilizing life with. Sorry, we should be utilizing the data to base to which we base our life on. If that kind of makes sense, because it's always in the data, always. So that's health. What about finances? How have your finances gone? We've had a tight month, and when we look at, let's pull them up. When we look at our finances for next year, and I appreciate you can't see this, but when we look at our finances, let me just check that this is going out fine. Yeah, it is. When we look at our finances for the rest of the year, it's looking all right, to be honest, even though we've way overspent this month on what we should have been. And actually, our finances look fine. We've actually had to move some stuff further back, but we've got a 12-month budget. It allows us to do it. It allows us to mess about and play, because life is not this straight line. You don't create a goal or a New Year's resolution, which I hate, but you don't create this goal and it's just this straight line. Woof. We know it goes like this, okay? And so your finances should adapt, your income should adapt, your health should adapt to fit the circumstances. Trying to change the circumstances to fit what you want to happen is really, really hard. And unless you're Zuckerberg or Elon Musk, that's not really happening. Or Boris Johnson or Prince Andrew. Let's use them in the same sentence, shall we? They've got an ability to adapt the media and to adapt life around them, but normal humans who can't get away with breaking the law can't do that. There's no lawyers watching, it's fine. So this is where you need to adapt everything that you do. This last 30 days is an indication to the next 30 days and the next 90 days and the next 335 days. This is an indication as to what the rest of the year is going to look like. Now, this will tell you, do I need to step up my game? Or actually, is my game okay? So, for example, we've gone live every day for the last 2 weeks and we can see the leads coming through and our game has stepped up. And actually, you may have heard this before, but to move a boulder takes much more effort than to keep the boulder moving. So once you've got momentum, you can kind of back off a little bit. But most people never actually put enough work in to actually get the momentum to even start. So let's take weight loss. Like, my weight is shocking at the moment. It is so utterly shocking. I'm freezing cold. The basement floods. So I've not even been in the basement since it flooded last time. I'm like, screw it. I've not been to CrossFit and I just eat donuts all day and pie and all the rest, pizza and all the rest of it, right? So I can't even be bothered right now. So it's dreadful. But in order for me to get back onto that, it takes a lot more energy than, you know, if I was going every day to CrossFit for the last 6 months. That doesn't take a lot of energy because it's already part of my habit and I'm already doing it. But the fact it's not takes this inordinate amount of effort to actually get moving to be able to get those kind of results. And so, you know, if in January you've not done what you're supposed to do, what makes you think February and March and April is going to be any better? It's not. So this is where we review the annual goals. And then we look at what the score is so far. And in reviewing those annual goals, you see either a shortfall, you know, this is where you wanted to be up here, and this is where you are. Now this is your shortfall. This is the bits that you need to do. And analysing and reviewing those goals is what's going to help you move forward. And then the next bit then would be to score yourself. And I don't mean like marks out of 10, but you know, when you review your annual goals and you go, okay, my weight should have been 78 kilos, I'm now 80 kilos. That's going in the wrong direction. It should be 76 kilos or whatever numbers you happen to have. It's going in the wrong direction. What are the steps that I need to do to put in place to make that happen? Is it one less pie? Is it one less donut? Is it to actually walk more on a daily basis? Is it to actually go to the gym? Even just walking is enough to get you kick-started. Because when you start walking for half an hour, you're like, oh, I can start to run some of this. And then you run, walk, and then you run, and then you CrossFit. And then once you start doing all of that, your diet automatically kicks in anyway because you're doing all this other work up here. You might as well stick on a decent diet. Now you've got momentum. And you know what? Maintaining that momentum is really the hardest bit. But you want to be scoring yourself so far out of all of these different headlines. So you've got stuff like health. You've got income. You've got relationships. You've got something random like, I don't know, date night. How many date nights have you had? If you're single, book a date night in with your mates. So you go bowling or a cinema or for a walk or play basketball or canoeing or whatever it happens to be, whitewater rafting. Start booking that stuff in. And if you've not got stuff booked in for June, July and August, start actually booking that stuff in as well. Book in whitewater rafting. So you've got actually something to look forward to. Because this is part of you getting the momentum going. Because this is the hardest bit. It's not keeping the momentum going. It's just getting started. So when you start to score yourself so far, now a lot of people won't do this because it's actually quite painful to do. If you say, you know what, your income should have been £2,000 a month and you're pulling in £1,000 a month, oh, you're letting yourself down. It's really painful to actually acknowledge that you've not done the things that you said you were going to do. But this is also very human. And being able to look at your successes and your failures is really important because this will tell you a story. Now, those people who never look at what have they done wrong, they never get to improve that because then they don't admit that there was a problem in the first place. But changing what you've done wrong and trying something different, you might end up getting it right. And so, therefore, you can change the rest of your months ahead and you can start getting some better results. So scoring and reviewing what you've done so far is really, really important. And it's hard because the ego is like, I don't really want to do that. I totally get it. And then the next bit is once you've reviewed your annual goals so far and you've scored yourself, so you've you know, decided you wanted, let's take weight. So your goal by the end of January should have been 78 kilos. You're now 80 kilos. You're scoring yourself so far and you're like, you know, you're 2 kilos up. It's going the wrong direction. It's like a 3 out of 10. You know where to start putting the effort in. And then you rewrite your goals. So if you're now 80 and you should have been, 78, like you might want to keep at 78, you might want to go at 77. You might want to go, let's make it easy, put it down to 79. So now you're going to go from 80 kilos down to 79. You're like, yeah, but that's not even getting to the original goal. It's not. It's about getting the momentum started. That's really the key right now. It's not doing all this amazing stuff. Like people talk about going live and I'm just go live for 30 seconds. Oh, no. And they're like, just go live for 10 seconds. Hey guys, it's Dan. I just want to go live. Just want to test out this system. Let me know if you see this. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's it. That's all you need to do. Do the small things. Just go do the small stuff. Start the momentum. If you need to start doing CrossFit 6 days a week and you can't get out of bed, get out of bed 6 days a week. Put your socks on. Get out of bed. Go put your clothes on or not. Go naked. I don't care. Makes life more interesting. Go for a walk. That's not advice, by the way. If you get arrested, don't come knocking on my door saying, well, Dan told me to say, do it. But just go for a walk. Walk to the end of a block and back. I mean, one of the things I say to people when we used to do a lot of coaching, you know, and people would really struggle going to the gym, I'm like, okay, just do this then. Go to the gym. Don't go in the gym. Just go to the gym. Put all your gym clothes on. Okay. And then sit there for a minute. That's it. And then take all your gym clothes off. Put your normal clothes back on. And then go home. And they're like, that's crazy. Why would I do that? It's like, it's just to get you into the habit. Just get into the gym. Trust me on this. If you do that, you just go and you sit there in the change room for a minute. You're going to feel like such an idiot. By the time you've got to that point, you're like, well, I might as well lift some weights. Like, and you spend 3 minutes just lifting weights. Brilliant. And then go home. And then the next day, go do it again. And you lift 4 or 5 minutes worth of weights. It's getting the momentum started. That's the key to pretty much all success. And then the second part of that is maintaining momentum. But you can't maintain a momentum that you haven't got. You can't maintain a habit that you haven't got. You can't go live every morning until you go live once. And so just go live once. Talk about the top headline. What's the top headline? There's lots of headline. Lawrence Fox, who's a bit of an idiot, he's in the news. You can talk about him. You can talk about, it's always Boris in the headline about what a Muppet is. National insurance tax is coming in April. You can talk about the fuel increase, 50% coming in April. Extra prices on fuel. There's always something to talk about. And you don't have to be like controversial, and you don't have to be the most amazing person on the planet doing a podcast. You just got to start the first one. So start rewriting some of those goals. Instead of writing go live 10 times this month and you've done zero, go live once this month. Go live once in week one of month two. So from the 1st of Feb to the 7th of Feb, go live once. Then once you've gone live once, go live the second week and the third week and the fourth week. Now you're slowly getting some momentum. Now you can even work out what you're going to talk about, and you can talk about four different topics like we do here. Where is it? Here. I can't do that. Here. It's back to front. I can't do it. And so now you can choose some different topics. You can talk about them. I've got this here, by the way, to remind me what on earth I'm supposed to talk about, because I have no idea what I'm supposed to talk about. I go off on all sorts of tangents. But this is where you can then start rewriting some of your goals. And then the final bit here is that you need to start working out what's worked and what hasn't. And it's about being honest about this as well. It's really easy to just sweep your failures under the carpet. If at first you don't succeed, hide all the evidence you ever tried, is one of the sayings. I quite like those sayings. If at first you don't succeed, get a bigger hammer, which I'm sure you've heard. But most people just hide all the failures. And that, it's all right hiding them from the outside world, you know? It's quite brave actually admitting some mistakes to the outside world. I find that difficult, like everybody else, because the ego is kind of, you know, is in charge, right? But actually not admitting the mistakes to yourself is a quick, surefire way to failure. And it's very difficult to go, do you know what, Dan, you really messed up there. You need to try harder there. You need to treat people better. You may need to go live twice a day. You might need to plan better for your lives. I mean, that's really hard, you know? But in actually doing that, you're going to change your results further down the line. And now imagine that you do that every single day, and imagine what the results are going to be in 365 days versus somebody who just keeps going regardless, not looking at what the successes are, not looking at what the failures are, and just keep going and going and going. And then 365 days, you're going to have one guy up here and another guy's just exactly where they were to begin with, or not. You know, it might even be lower than that, or slight increase. But I know which one I'd want. I'd want to be this guy further up. And some of this is about looking at what's worked and what's not. And this is one of the keys as well. I've put in brackets time-wise there to remind me that this is about not you using other resources like team members, but this is about your own resource, the biggest resource you have, which you'll never, ever, ever get back, which is your time. So if I'm going live every single morning, is this actually the best use of my time between 8 and 8:30? Is it the actual best use of my time? Is there something else that I should be doing at this time that's a better use? And it depends on what that is, which depends on your goals, which is why you should be reviewing them, you should be scoring yourself, and you should be rewriting them. I'll give you an example. My CrossFit, I used to go between, obviously I'm in Spain, so I'm an hour ahead, but I would go from 9 till 10. But now I'm live casting. Live casting. God, it's not the 90s. I'm live streaming. So what's the best way of doing it? Now, actually, I'm going to reach a point with my weight where the priorities might have to swap round, because I'm putting weight on and I'm not moving. I'm getting fat and I'm not happy about it. My knees are starting to hurt. I turn 50. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm running out of time to start making a difference physically. So it might flip. It might be that the CrossFit thing becomes more important than going live. But it just depends on what those goals are. And it depends what the score is. What's your cash flow score? What's your income? If your income's not enough, then you need to go live. If your income's more than enough, then just move the lives and go live after CrossFit. Which I've tried, by the way, much, much harder going live after CrossFit, because it's just so tiring. So there is a method of doing it. So wifey and the little one wakes up. I get in a shower for 8:30. They leave the house at 8:00. I go live dead on 8 o'clock for about 30, 40 minutes. Then I get changed and go to CrossFit. So actually, there is a way of doing that. And when it gets warmer, probably that's the way that I'm going to utilise it. But I've had to look at my calendar and understand what have I done in the past that will enable me to do that. That, by the way, is me analysing what I've done in the past. It's reviewing the annual goals. It's scoring myself. It's rewriting what I want to do and what I want to achieve. For last year, I was doing this. But you can pull this forward into this year as well. So you've got to look at, we call this opportunity cost in economics, by the way. The cost of, you know, if you've got a pound, the cost of buying the Twix is not the pound. The cost of buying a Twix is that you can't then buy the Mars bar. So you have a choice. Which one do you want? And we call it What do we call it? I've just said the word. I forgot what we call it. Opportunity cost. The opportunity cost of me doing this is it's costing me going to CrossFit. And actually, that might be more important because it keeps me alive longer. Or the opportunity cost of me going to CrossFit is that I don't go live at this point. So now I have to try and find another solution so I can get the shower, get the coffee, I can go live, and I get the CrossFit. Now I'm living my optimal world, okay? And then by the time I get to 10 o'clock, half past 10, I've got home, I've showered, I'm recuperating, I'm on the water, then I'm into my normal work day, and I've actually done a large proportion of what I needed to do before it's even half past 10. And so it's about you reviewing. This is why you review your goals. This is why you analyze. This is why you score yourself. This is why you rewrite your goals. And this is then why you should have all these headlines. Like time, is that something that you need to be putting into your heading? So you've got health, you've got cash flow, you've got relationships. Is time something that you need to be putting into that? And under time would come things like being spontaneous, going whitewater rafting, going for a run on the beach, walking on the beach, paddle surfing on the beach, playing basketball on the morning or at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, going home for lunch every day to see the dogs, picking up a little one from school every day, going to sports day. All that stuff is really, really vital and really, really important. But it's down to you to put all this stuff in place. And I'm a great believer in planning. I'm a great believer in planning your calendar. Because you, if you plan your calendar, you can fit everything in that you want. You can get your dream life. One of the things I mean to do, go do is go take some photographs of where we live and put some beautiful photography up as part of our posts that we're going to put out, because it's kind of a lifestyle thing. And so that should be allocated into our time. But if you're not managing your diary very well, how are you going to have time to do any of this stuff? And so this is where you review your annual goals, you score yourself so far, you rewrite them, and then you're working out what's what worked so far and what's not worked so far. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. Nice quick one to get us into the week. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast show. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.